Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Wow, how about that? Hey there, Kay.
How are you doing today?
Oh, fantastic.
Welcome back to good old sunny, warm, amazing New England. Are you guys glad to be back from your trip?
I don't think it's sunny and warm, Kay.
In the Caribbean?
I don't think
that's... Because I'm sure the weather there sucked. Here's where you want to be, where you're... it's warm and awesome and sunny and fabulous.
No. None
relaxing.
Of that. There's none of that.
What do you mean?
It's, you know, icy, rain, cold, snow.
That's what we're trying to pretend like it's not.
Well, maybe. Okay.
Anyway, you glad to be back? No.
Oh, yeah. No, I am glad to be back.
Okay. Well, welcome back.
This is cool. You know, welcome doing a back. Show. It's been a while, and you've been busy. You've had other shows.
I've had some performance.
You've had
obligations.
other hats you've worn,
yes,
so to speak.
I've had many performance obligations over the past few weeks. I'm glad that it's over. Even though I had fun, I was very busy. So now we're back. We are back. So I'm going to be honest and I have no agenda for today's show.
Okay.
So I got nothing.
All right, cool.
So you got anything?
Well, there's always weird news.
Okay.
I could pull that up and I'm sure we're going to have, you know, we're going to get to something with this cast of characters.
Yeah, we got discussions.
Yeah.
All right, updates on where we've been, what's been happening, and a special guest in studio.
Yeah.
Let's just start the damn show. How about that?
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started in here. Oh, that's awesome.
That's old school. All right, here we go.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Oh, what happened to the bumper?
I don't know what happened.
That's fine.
Oh, wait a minute.
Do we need to start over again? I mean, it's okay.
All right, well.
This is fun.
That's all right.
Not to worry. Condiments may be licked, not washed.
Condiments may be licked, not washed off the fingers.
Well, you want to woo-woo? It's that woo-woo. You know what I'm saying?
I'm f***ed up. Can you please help me?
Oh, boy.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Yeah. We are broadcasting live from a Boston suburb, I think we say now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's correct. This is episode 330, I believe.
Yes. That's not the time.
Episode
the
number
episode.
330. We are sorry, February 24, 2019. The most professional and professional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
And almost 300,000 listens.
Ooh.
And growing.
Holy shit.
My name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
So
sitting right across from me is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Bika, bika.
Hello, boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
Cats and kittens.
Mm.
We are live tonight, but if you want to, you can listen to any episode, anytime, all archived at blogtalkradio.com. Also, visit our website, DK Radio. No, that's not our website anymore. DKpodcast.com. Darn it. We are also available to talk to you. If you want to just hang out in the chat room at blogtalkradio, that's fine. But if you scroll down, we're there, and you can call us at 661-467-2416 if you want to talk to us. Please press 1 to talk to the host. Also, follow us on all the social media, except for Instagram. We're not on there. There's no reason for us to have an Insta.
Photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really. I have control of two Instacart? No. Instagram
accounts. That's a different thing.
I got the brain fog going on like you wouldn't believe. Anyway, I do two Instagram accounts anyway. I can't handle a third, so we're just not going there. But anyway, that's a
yeah.
That's the dope.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
That's what's it. We're doing a show.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
I have got some issues going on. Mm. And we are live finally at 7:40.
Cha-cha-cha. We've had a few issues.
We had some
I guess there's some Block Talk Radio issues.
Yeah.
Block Talk Radio.
Unfortunately.
And we didn't get our official bumper jingle.
The
Derek
and Kay Show.
That's us. We're doing a show.
Welcome to those of you who are listening live. We got a couple of people in the chat room. Film chat.
Yeah.
And line in the house. Welcome.
Nice.
Thank you. Where is RJ Gumby?
You know, he had a birthday not too long ago.
Yeah, but it's not today.
I wished him a happy birthday on the Facebook. I gave him an internet cigar.
That's awesome.
I think he really enjoyed that.
That's awesome. So we have a guest in the studio tonight.
Oh, yes. I should probably unmute the mic. And go ahead.
To my left, we have welcoming back to the studio for probably like the 10th time.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
Nice.
These are some goddamn good almonds.
Really? You love these almonds?
Pretty good.
Are these the non-roasted, like raw joints?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
And this is why we have Sarah on the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
These are good.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Full of good things.
I think you got me hooked on the almonds.
Really?
No kidding.
Yeah, because you think we used to get them at the Trader Joe?
Oh, definitely.
And I never would think to eat like raw almonds.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Raw almonds are where it's at.
You good there? You need more of you?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I might. Let me think.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Yeah, I sound good?
You sound good.
Okay.
Yeah?
I prefer a raw almond over a roasted almond.
They're really nice, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else is really good? Me and the Hubs are into roasted and salted pecans.
Oh, interesting.
Aren't they kind of
buttery?
Pricey McPricerson?
Yeah, but for Pricey McPricerson, it's a pretty goddamn good nut.
I like a pecan in like a situation where it's a dessert, like a pecan pie.
Right. So
pecan pie.
Excuse me, you need to put some pepper on your pecan pie.
And I like.
I'm not sure what that's about.
I like butter pecan things.
Ooh.
All right. Is it pecan or frickin' pecan?
It's both.
Yeah.
It is both. I vacillate.
Or as Amberlynn Reed would say, it's both. Both. Both.
What? Both?
Both with an L.
Oh, both.
Both. People are always teasing her for this. It's a YouTuber I watched, like out of like I both love and hate this YouTuber, but she can't say both. She says both with an L.
That's weird. That's a weird accent. Where's that from?
Ignorant. I don't know. Both.
Well,
both. She's not. That's listening not to this very podcast.
Nice. You know
She's
what
not
though?
To this podcast.
People have their things. Like what comes to mind immediately? My grandfather, rest his soul. When he would count, like when he was dancing polka or something and bring us kids up or whatever, he'd go, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
I could hear him saying that. I could, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
That's a total thing, yeah.
You know, my grandfather never said, he never called it butter. He always just called it oleo.
What?
Because I think oleo was like a brand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so like, but he never ever said butter. Can you pass the oleo? If you get some butter up in there, I'm all good with
what
that.
What is oleo? Bread and oleo.
Bread and oleo.
We love that. We got that at the house all the time. Yeah.
It was never the fridge or the refrigerator. It was the Frigidaire.
Oh, that's a thing too.
No matter what brand it was.
Yeah, it's an old person thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he never said Japan. He always said Japan.
Oh.
And it used to make us laugh.
That's another old person thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I love old people and their quirks. It's the best.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Both. Both.
That's
them.
Interesting.
Well, that's not an old person thing.
Song.
That's just like a...
Both, 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 both.
Both, I could go such. I could go so many like minutes talking about Amberlynn Reed and all the controversies and the scandals involving that person.
Okay, I think you and I have a future. Doing rhythmic, you know, rap.
Yeah, we're gonna sell that to someone.
Words.
Just the words
as a sample. Let's put that. Let's make a sample page. You know
Kanye's
how people buy samples.
There it is. That's our next business.
There we go.
It's going to be amazing.
Right.
So what's everyone been up to? You guys just had a nice trip.
Oh, yeah.
You were just telling us about your experiment. Did we talk about that right away? Or like, what do we do? I kind of feel like it needs to come out at some point.
That's right, for the show?
Yeah.
Should we backload that or?
I don't know. I think it's too good. I think it's too good.
Well, I don't know. Is it cool to talk about? I don't know. Yeah.
Is it not cool to talk about?
I don't think it is. I don't think it's a problem to talk about. Yeah.
Okay, so I can tell the audience what's been happening?
Yeah, right? We could talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
So I was shocked to learn this and impressed.
Cool.
Apparently, Derek and his lovely lady friend, Sarah, with an H, have been doing an experiment where they do the woohoos if you're the Sims.
That's a good way of putting
for
it.
For 100 days in a row.
Wait, we're really doing this?
I'm shocked.
No, sorry, wait. But just let's make sure this is the Sarah that's not on.
Not you.
Yeah. That's right. That's
I
right. We want to make sure.
Sarah with an H.
Yeah.
Sarah, the lovely...
Lovely
strawberry
Sarah.
Blonde.
The lovely Sarah at the she's here, but she's not on.
Wait, is she? Would you consider her redhead or strawberry blonde?
I was kind of stuck with the strawberry blonde.
Strawberry blonde too.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess you could say people could say red,
but
too,
it's
right?
Unique.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
To have that color.
Yeah, yeah, it's an unusual.
I'm
color.
Sure she's very proud because it is unique.
It is unique.
Yeah. Wasn't it like?
And it's real
it like
too.
2% of right. the population yeah. is like red.
Is it? Wow, that's really
well,
rare.
Really small.
And if I may toot my own horn,
it's only one gene carries that.
How many people do you know with eyes as green as mine?
Oh, that's true. Yes.
No, they're like
yeah,
solid.
They're very green.
I hear it a lot.
Green eyes.
I'm not trying to be like, oh my god, I have the most beautiful eyes. But they are insanely green. I'm very fortunate. It's
I love them.
I'm very
they're beautiful.
Proud of.
I'm jealous.
Just like Sarah nice. Should be very proud of her beautiful hair.
Back to the challenge.
let's talk about it.
We didn't really think of it as a challenge, but, well, personal challenge.
I mean,
personal
I
best,
feel
perhaps.
Like that's a personal challenge. I think most people wouldn't be able to do that.
I think it's pretty impressive.
And they inform me that they are on day 99.
So it's happening. I mean, you can't go wrong now.
I can't. I'm shocked.
I don't want to jinx anything. But
no, nothing's going to happen.
I really think you're
some
okay.
Some horrible accident.
No, I really think you're okay.
It's okay, good.
I think that's amazing.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know.
What has been the takeaway from this as a couple?
Well, it's certainly, you know, I think it's brought us together, closer.
Yeah, you feel
it's certainly
you know,
brought
right?
you
yeah.
together.
That would totally make sense because,
yeah, right?
wow, you're out of control with the soundboard. It would make sense because during
yeah,
the...
Yeah, baby!
There it is.
During the woohoo act, you do, like, secrete
you do
some
the
hormones.
Hokey-pokey and you do...
Like oxytocin and stuff like that, it makes you feel closer to your partner. Mm,
that's right. That's right.
So if you're doing that often, it would be. I guess you guys would feel extra close.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's all good. But as I was explaining before the show, you know, not every time is going to be award winning.
Not every time's a 10.
Okay. Yeah. You're not.
What's been the lowest like rating of a time? Like when you were just like, I got to get this over with.
There's definitely been
we're doing a challenge. It's like you guys are doing one of those YouTube challenges,
so,
except you're not filming it.
I know. No. Honestly, you should write a blog about this.
Yeah, I've actually did a little research, but. Yeah, there's certainly been times that
has
have been.
Has there been a one?
Well, there's been like okay, we're doing it, and I think we're done. Like
was
eh,
there was
eh,
that
I'm
the time when
tired.
You were just like this counts, we're done.
Yeah, oh yeah, those words have been said. Yeah, I mean, you know. Like I said, they're not all award winners.
Well, they can't be.
Let me guess, though. The ones in the Caribbean were some of the award winners.
Oh, there were some real good times.
There were some memorable on a tropical island there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Have there been multiple daytimes?
There has been.
During the... Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you've done more than 100 sessions.
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
Wow.
I know, right?
I'm impressed. That's thoroughly impressed.
Wow.
Yeah, I think there'll be some break time.
You might try every other day, perhaps.
You guys
might want to do a blog. I don't know.
I think it's fantastic.
Or maybe you should gear up to do a year straight.
I was saying that I would love to do that, but like I think that 100 days is just too big of a feat. I think maybe start with like something more attainable, like 2 weeks.
That's a good, you know, you get to start somewhere and 2 weeks before days. You know it, it's like, you know, a month and then.
Yeah.
Well, you want to see how long you can go, see what you can do.
What are the comments in the chat room?
I can barely get up on time, you know, like I'm serious.
Well, there is finding the time. There is that.
Yeah.
Just that alone can be tricky.
Yeah, because like what happens if somebody is tired and wants to go to bed? What happens then?
You do it.
Before bed?
You got to. How else are you going to make it?
Like brushing the teeth.
Sometimes. Some of those have been longer, though, the teeth brushing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
It
some of that, yeah.
It counted.
Yeah, it's right.
You know what? Admittedly, I've done that before. I'm just like, you know, it's great. Good night.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's great.
What?
Yeah, we just like got, you just got to get it done.
Yeah,
it's real fast.
I mean, you know, it's an interesting thing to do, right? And you're thinking one way, like you don't want to make it something that's because it's a special thing, right?
Yeah.
But if you're doing it every day, maybe you worry it's not going to be. But it's been good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, totally
that's
good.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I don't know what to say. I think that's it's admirable.
Wow.
It's admirable.
Maybe you should post or tell somebody.
Just about your
pretty
experience.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, there's not many people you could chat about, but you know, we're all close here, so.
That's pretty, it's impressive.
I think, Sarah, I think we know people who probably have done it every day for, like, ever.
Oh, I think we know.
And I think we're talking about the same people.
I think
we
are, too.
Every day forever?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we know another couple.
I think we know another couple who, like, can't keep their hands off each other.
Yeah, like, it, crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Which is like, wow, you know?
That is, yeah.
that's also admirable.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Especially when, you know, when you're getting up there in age, it's just not as, it's not as easy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Maybe that's just me, I don't know.
Wow.
Could be just me. All right, anyway.
Oh, good times.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, did you guys have fun in the Caribbean? You guys have a great time?
Oh, we sure did, yeah.
Did you miss? You didn't miss the snow?
There was one thing of snow, but yeah, the weather was, well, here, this will sort of set the mood a little bit, I think. Nice.
Yay!
Yeah, you know, it's about like upper 70s, 80s every day.
Wow.
The nighttime, too, is, like, nice. And if it rains, it was just, like, for 10 or 15 minutes.
Ugh.
Like, two times in, like, 8 days.
Yeah, whatever. But it's probably nice because it cools things off for a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And one thing, I know I've talked about this in the show many times, but the one thing I really like, it's just so laid back there. They got this thing, island time. Like, you can't rush things there. You know,
island time.
Like, we got to take this taxi to get back for dinner. Like, you can't worry about it. It's island time.
Really?
And we went running for a taxi once, and we got scolded. He was, like, laughing at us and yelling, and he said something like, he's like, we don't run on the island. Is that what he said? I don't remember what he said, but it was something like that.
Wow.
And you could, it's just so laid back. Like, you could have drinks anywhere. Like, you could have... Like, you can have your drinks outside on the boardwalk, and it's not, like, a fenced-in area. And you could take the drink to go, and it's not a big deal. It's just
cool.
That's
crazy.
It's just so backwards from what we have here.
Wow.
Do they have nude beaches?
I don't think so.
You can't be nude on the beach there?
trying to remember. I think last year I saw someone that was a little inappropriately dressed on the beach, perhaps.
Yeah. But, yeah.
What do you mean inappropriately dressed? What does that mean?
Like maybe some clothing was missing, but I don't
like
know.
Like a top?
I can't tell for sure. I don't think there is a... Well, I at least we didn't know about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there could be maybe a topless beach, but not necessarily a nude beach.
We wouldn't know about it, yeah.
Okay. Why not? Why wouldn't you know about it?
Well, we just went to the one beach that was like right at our condo. It was really cool.
Oh, that's nice.
This last trip, is that what you did mainly?
Just stick on the one beach? Right there. Yeah. Yeah.
But there are other beaches, of course, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you mainly stuck with the one?
Yeah, because it's like right there and it was really nice.
Is that where the gig was too?
Yeah. Yeah. So there was dancing every night and I was the sound
terrible.
Engineer. Yeah.
Awful. Did you guys, so you went into town too and stuff?
Yeah, we did some shopping. There was one night we had off and so we went out to dinner. Really nice place. It was good, yeah.
There's one night off, that's it?
Yep.
Wow.
But you had days.
But days off.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
So when you, I don't know what I was going to say. So you went into town, though, and had dinner one night, and that was really nice.
Yeah.
Did you have island cuisine, like Caribbean-style food? Or
I had a, I think my sweetie had like a, was it a steak? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I don't, lifelong vegetarian, I don't really know these things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love to have a steak.
I had like a, mine was not as exciting, but the cocktails were good. I had like some like noodle dish that had like a few pieces of carrots in it.
it was a little thin
but it was delicious. It was just kind of thin.
It really just had a few pieces of carrot.
Yeah, but it was very tasty.
How lame is that? It was so tasty though.
Yeah, but the cocktails were really good and we had a couple desserts that were excellent.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a really nice place. Outdoor like bar.
Yep.
Beautiful,
like The Bachelor.
And
they always had this outdoor, like, really? On the bed. Yeah. Whenever there's, like, a date on The Bachelor, one of those, like, one-on-one dates, they're always, like, outside in some random place. They're like, let's set up a table in this airport hangar, and it'll be really romantic. And I'm like, what? Who has dates there? Nobody. The people on The Bachelor.
Huh.
So, it's always some outdoor place. Who knows?
Yeah, it was nice.
That really shut down the conversation. Wow, sorry.
Wait, you have something on your cheek.
I do.
You see that?
Is it just pieces of the?
Oh my gosh, I don't know what happened there.
No, it's a bug. No, it's not.
That's what I was trying.
The headphones.
Oh, it's a piece of the. Oh,
speaking of bugs.
Okay.
Oh my god, what?
I'm still traumatized about this.
Uh oh.
What happened?
So. Last week, I don't remember how many days ago it was. It was maybe like, I don't know, maybe like 6 days ago. It could have been just recently. I don't know. There was in our beautiful condo, our beautiful, clean, amazing, brand new condo.
I know, which is gorgeous.
A cockroach. In the kitchen.
Hiding
behind the bread box or the toaster or something. It was small. It was very tiny.
But
where the hell did it come from? That's what I want to know.
Hmm.
How did it get in? Where did it come from? What was it doing there? I'm offended.com.
Are you?
That's funny. I like that.
Are you going to write?
Like, he was in the wrong neighborhood, yo.
Yeah.
You know,
clearly,
what I mean?
Like, go across the street.
Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing here?
Or go to the Mexican place down the street.
I'm just kidding.
That's, I love
not
that
nice.
Place.
That's not
That's
nice.
One of my favorite Mexican places.
I just ate there last night.
Did you?
Are
yeah,
you?
I did.
Are you gonna wait? Are you gonna do a video about this little guy you found?
No.
Why? You should talk about it in the
Why?
Video.
Why?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
He's dead and gone.
I know he is.
He's definitely dead and gone.
They're going to outlast humans. You know that, right?
Yes, they are. Because they're like bomb proof, right?
Yeah,
they're like nuclear bomb proof.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was traumatized. So I don't know where it came from. And ever since then, I've been paranoid. And like, let's be honest. I know it came from like somewhere else. So maybe like one of the other, like maybe the, like the, because I don't know, there's things like underneath us that like might have a roach. issue.
Right. It could have come,
from another unit or something.
Under the door.
Yeah. I mean, it clearly crawled in from somewhere, but like, I was upset.
So, yeah, that is upsetting.
I was upset because I never see bugs or any kind of insects in our apartment anyway. So like to see one, I was like shocking. For it to be like a little tiny cockroach was even more shocking. At least it wasn't one of those like big palmetto bugs that you like.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's bad.
The ones that fly like down in the south.
Uh-huh.
Are those water bugs, right? Mm-hmm. I guess it's sort of the same, right?
What water bugs? What are water bugs?
Okay, wait a minute. I gotta look this up.
Earwigs. Earwigs, but it would have been more acceptable. I'm telling you right now, it would have been more acceptable.
Is that the thing with the many legs?
The pincer.
Oh, we've seen that went to look at an apartment years ago.
Oh, in the tub. We saw multiple ones.
It's house centipede.
The silverfish.
That's what it's called. Silverfish is something different.
Those bother any...
House centipede is its own thing, right?
Is that the thing that's in the tub?
Yes, because they're attracted to damp spaces.
They crawl
into the tub and the sink and they get stuck there because they can't crawl out. But they're there to eat other smaller insects. They're not there to like scare you.
I don't want any of those.
Oh, what the hell? Those are water bugs. I haven't seen one in years.
No.
I haven't seen one in years.
Oh, jeez. We've been pretty lucky here.
So we were staying in the most pristine Airbnb in Austin. I mean, cement floors, everything white, immaculate.
Cement floors are so trendy right now.
I get in the bathroom 3 a.m. My mom's visiting for the week. This was when we rented a place down there for a month. And she hears like, like just this huge scream. She comes running. She kills it for me. Rod's like, really? What's going on here? You know? But they're so scary looking.
Yeah.
It's not even that it's just so out of place that it like.
We're not used to seeing something like the place that you're living. Yeah. Yeesh.
It's really upsetting to see.
It is. If you feel invaded or something.
I felt so violated by the fact that there was a roach in my house.
Right. That's a better word.
In my beautiful house.
Yeah.
And, somehow, I don't know how this happened, but my husband and I got into one of those YouTube rabbit holes, and I don't even know how the hell we got there, but for some reason, we were watching people open spider egg sacks.
Oh, no, 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 no.
It was both horrifying and fascinating at the same time.
No.
Because there were like hundreds of baby spiders that would come out of this egg sac that looked like, I don't know, looked like a little, like a something you would eat, like a Cheeto or some cheese puff or something.
No.
And like spiders would come out, like baby spiders would come out.
Yeah.
And then there was one that was, this girl was like, she was breeding her tarantulas. Like she bred a tarantula with like somebody else's tarantula. Like it was like a spat. It's like dogs. Like she's like, we got the guy from other guy, and I'm breeding it with my mother spider. And I'm like, how does that work? And then she goes in with like some forceps or whatever, and she takes the egg sac from the mother who's clutching onto it with her little legs, going, "Don't take my mother effing egg sac from me, you bitch!" And she takes the egg sac, and the mom's like, "No." And then she carefully opens the egg sac, and the little babies, there's hundreds of babies in it. And eventually, she said, she has to individually separate them.
What?
We're talking about hundreds baby tarantulas.
Wait a minute.
Because tarantulas get big. I think that she has to like sell, she's going to sell them or something. Because people keep them as like pets and stuff like that. Because they're like kind of big. They're like this, they're big.
Nope.
So anyway, we got into a YouTube hole. We were watching those for
Do they bite?
Yeah.
Tarantulas?
Yeah, but they don't want to bite you.
Well, like.
they're not out to get you. If you upset it. Or if you like are trying to hurt it, it'll probably bite you.
Well, but like,
if you're just handling it, it's probably not going to bite you. It doesn't really have an incentive to bite you.
No. They're really scary looking.
I think they're beautiful. I love tarantulas. I think they're gorgeous.
Okay,
spiders.
How are you afraid of spiders and you think these are beautiful?
I can't.
I don't like them. Like, I don't want to handle one, and I don't want to keep a pet spider. However, intellectually, I understand that they are amazing creatures and beneficial for the environment because they eat insects. And they are just amazing creatures. However, I'm afraid. You know, the spiders I'm more afraid of are like the less fuzzy spider. Like the
wolf spider.
Oh, the wolf spider is terrifying. But the less fuzzy it is and the smaller it is, the more kind of freaked out I am by it because I can't tell where it is. But a big tarantula, big fuzzy tarantula, looks to me a little bit like a plush toy.
Derek, when we
not
were
not as intimidating, not as scary.
When Derek and I were living together ages and ages ago as roommates, there was that spider in your room.
Yeah, the little brown suckers
that kept biting you.
Yeah, I don't know, on the nips and pits.
It's the music, Sarah. Sarah, by the music. They might be giants.
I just want to like play sounds and watch Sarah. That's fun.
Well, I was like,
she's
wait
out
a minute.
Out the window.
She's scrolling through pictures of tarantulas on her phone.
I'm a little traumatized. Oh, that one is really scary.
Do not like.
They're beautiful creatures. They're so beautiful. God. I'm sorry. Help. If they're fuzzy, they look more like plush toys.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
The less fuzzy it is,
cuddle up with a spider.
The more
God's
upsetting
name
it is.
Is that?
It looks like I don't. What the? Ew.
Those are the eggs on top of
are
it.
Those eggs?
Oh.
No, I can't. I can't. It's very scary.
No.
Oh,
it's creepy McCreeperson. What's that? What is that bug?
Those were the water bugs too.
I don't like the water bugs.
Terrible.
All right, we need a palate cleanser. Kay, do you want to talk about
food? Yeah. Okay.
Food?
Sure.
Or no? where you've been or what's going on? Or
I've been performing with Odyssey Opera and also Boston Modern Orchestra Project.
Woohoo!
So I've been doing a lot of like music learning. So it was kind of tough because at one point I was learning both 12 tone music and also early music at the same time. And it was messing with my brain a little bit. It was making me feel a little crazy. But both concerts went very well. One was staged and one was not staged. So there was costumage and then there was like a recording made. It was just very busy.
I saw the pictures. Amazing.
Yeah, good times. Good times. That's the second time now I've worn that costume. And I think that's the fourth time I've worn that wig. It looks different every time.
Hmm.
They transform it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was really amazing photos.
I'm like, how do you make this wig look like different every time? It's so magical.
Hmm.
This wig looks, I mean, it's the same wig. I've named it. Its name is Griselda.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah. Naughty.
I'm like, that's my
it's
wig.
It's good to name your wig. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've just been busy. Busy with the YouTubes and busy with the opera and busy losing iron, I guess.
Oh, there is that.
Yeah, I got an issue.
We'll get some spinach pizza.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to help.
No?
Yeah.
I would just put spinach in everything.
Spinach in everything?
Yeah. You know, like have it in your eggs, have a spinach salad, spinach pizza. It's good.
I don't like raw spinach that I have to cook it.
Really?
Yeah. I think raw spinach is like one of the grossest things. And doesn't it turn your poop green after a while?
It does get dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys look at your poop after you've gone?
Oh, almost all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Everyone's shaking their head. Sarah?
Yeah.
Do you look at it in the toilet?
I think sometimes I want to be sure it's there.
You thought it was a figment of your imagination that you went?
I don't know. I just want to make sure it's there, I guess, or something.
I always check it out.
I want to make sure it looks healthy, too.
Yeah, you
want to
make sure it looks good.
You ever get those, like, foot-long ones?
No.
Like, how did this happen? No?
I get more of the
rabbit. I admit that I've had a couple in my life.
It's amazing,
really?
Right? All this it doesn't happen
how
all.
How does it happen?
Like maybe like every other year.
When it comes out all in one?
You got like like you got one that's
you know what? It
like the size of from your elbow to your wrist.
It's never happened to me.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not that long, but
no,
you know.
Even longer, yeah.
No.
Really?
It's never happened to me.
Wow.
I think I'm too spastic.
Oh. Yeah.
I think I just, it's like, it's always, it always breaks apart into like little nuggets.
Oh, like little Tootsie Rolls?
Well, not, I mean, not like the rabbit poops. Occasionally that happens. That's not a healthy situation.
Yeah, I don't like when that happens.
But like, it's usually just, you know, it's pieces.
Oh.
You know? Because, I mean, I don't know. I check out mine, and I have to check out the dogs, too. Every time the dog goes, I, like, look at it and make sure everything's all good.
Right.
So I will say this. I don't. How many times does he poop a day?
3 or 4.
Okay.
Or 2. It's between 2 and 4. Sometimes he won't go a third time, and I'm like, okay, fine. And he'll just go the next morning.
Watson is usually between 3 and 5.
That sounds normal.
Yeah, but it's a chihuahua.
Well, that's a lot of times.
Fine.
Wow.
So let me just tell you.
Yeah.
There.
But
so
he's not on a regular eating schedule.
Everyone
is he?
Just remember our chihuahuas weigh 5 pounds, and sometimes Watson's poops are as long as his little legs. Ooh. So we're like, that would be like me taking a shit that went from my knee to my heel.
He's got a well working digestive system, and you're hating.
Oh, he does. And I'm what?
You're hating on it.
Well, I mean, they go in the litter box, you know.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I got to take the little guy outside.
Well, I take him out in the summer a ton, but like during the winter, it's really hard if your dog weighs 5 pounds.
Oh.
They don't want to step on the snow and ice. Aww. I'm like, Rod says, how did these guys ever survive in the wild or whatever?
I don't think they did.
No, they were just the companions of Aztec, you know, what? Royalty, kings and queens, right? No, not Aztec kings and queens, right?
I don't know the history of Chihuahuas.
I don't know. I think I know it started, that, the origin is China, I think.
I know that Cavaliers were bred to be the lap dogs of kings and queens, and also to attract the fleas so that they would stay off the people.
Oh, interesting.
How offensive is that?
That is, yeah. Like, here, get this dog instead of us.
Yeah. But they were meant to, like, be, they were bred to be companion dogs and, like, love buckets.
Oh.
So.
And they are.
And they still have the leftover spaniel stuff. So if he sees a squirrel or a rat.
Oh, he's going to go for it.
Gone.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I was wrong.
Fill us in on your Chihuahua history.
Okay. So the breed has origins in Mexico. Most common theory is that the Chihuahuas are descended from the Techichi, a companion dog favored by the Toltec civilization in Mexico. Wait a minute. Okay. Oh, I don't know.
So they were just bred to be your friendo dog?
Genetic evidence reveals very little pre-European genetics in modern Chihuahuas.
Wow.
Suggesting that interbreeding with European dogs has left little of the original American lineage.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, I don't know.
I like Chihuahuas. They have big eyes.
Well, they have big personalities, too.
I get the feeling we got someone listening to the show that's walking a dog.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
No?
I mean,
it's possible.
I don't know. I would doubt it. It's pretty wet outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that's what was happening.
No. Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, somebody has boots.
He's just.
But he's not a super fan of going outside if it's wet.
Just listening.
Just listening.
Wait a minute.
I am just listening.
I mean, he could be walking outside, but it could be like just a potty break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just we'll have to break. Talk about that later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway.
Should we break? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah
break, right. How much time we got left? 5 minutes?
No. We're going.
Oh, that's why.
Yes.
We'll be walking a dog.
17,
we're going, what, 15 minutes?
17 minutes,
17 minutes
remaining.
Left.
All right. There we go.
How about that?
We could do a little weird news or something.
What's that?
We could do a little weird news or something.
You want me to pull that up?
Whatever.
Yeah, we could do a little bit of that. Yeah. It sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So take a short break. Weird news.
Love it.
Right back after this. Stick around.
Do you have too many shelves? Don't know what to do with them?
Well, now it's time to put your worries on the shelf. Introducing Shelf Shelves. Shelf Shelves are made exclusively for shelving shelves, and each Shelf Shelf shelves up to 12 shelves per shelf.
That's a lot of shelves.
Shelf Shelves saved my life. I really wanted to kill my shelf.
Don't get stuck with unshelved shelves. Buy Shelf Shelves today and do your shelf a favor.
Howdy! Hi, I'm Spike, and you know, when I'm driving down Route 9W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens, Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sirree. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little Dickens Cider now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a Dickens Cider. Dickens Fruit Stand, just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours, because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot Dickens Cider.
Mmm.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. Yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
What's up?
Oh, yeah. Good times.
I want Barack Obama to follow me on Twitter.
Oh, really? Is that a thing?
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's really random.
No, it's cool.
It's cool.
I get it.
So, are we doing the weird news?
Yeah, let's do some weird news.
Do some weird news.
I got a few stories, so it's time for weird news.
I got Derek's weird news.
I got Derek's weird news.
Out of tune.
Nice.
He would probably be flattered, though, that that's still in use.
Will? Yeah, he would. I haven't seen Will in years.
We got to pull him back.
Yeah, we got to get him back in the show. That'd be fun.
You know, maybe in the summer or the spring when we do a porch show.
That would be fun.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
That's what I'm talking about. We got a few things from Will. We also have this one.
Shake that bear.
Oh, my gosh. Shake that bear. That's so gross.
Shake that bear.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. Feels really grisly.
Shake that bear. That is like one of those things where you just have to, you're like, what's going on? And you're like, you don't want to.
Yeah.
Just don't want to talk about
it. And you can't forget about it either.
You can't.
All right. Let's go with the weird news. This first one comes to us from Louisiana. A man in a gorilla suit breaks in a home and hides under a bed. Police say a man wearing a gorilla suit broke into a Louisiana home and hid under the bed before officers arrested him. There's reports saying that the officers saw Jeremy Morin walking through the yard in a costume, and they received several calls about the suspicious person looking into homes. He's been jailed on charges including resisting an officer and possession of meth. And wearing a mask. He's sentenced for 3 years in prison. He doesn't have a lawyer. And that's what's happening in Louisiana.
Wait a minute.
What happened?
There's a lot of factors going on
what
here.
What happened when they found out that they go ape? And they ass and stop monkeying around. Get from under the bed.
I know gorillas aren't monkeys, but
yeah,
no, we get it. It worked really well. It worked well.
It's just for puns.
But wait a minute, there's a lot going on here. He was wearing a mask, but did it relate to the gorilla suit?
Well, I think that's just the charges. That would be a better story if he had some kind
of.
So
yeah, if he had on like the Avengers or right. like or something, or
while
like,
wearing a gorilla suit.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Kinda. If he had like a gorilla suit on, but also like a Milo
or Freddy. What's his name? Nightmare.
Nice.
One of those.
Or a face mask. Like if he was.
That's
like
what
a spa
I'm saying.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's his.
Oh, a face.
Yeah. think...
he's got a cucumber mask.
Like he had like glam glow going. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
It's gotta hydrate.
Gorillas need that. You know.
I think it's just police talk for, you know, a mask, you know, gorilla suit. Yeah.
That's crazy. I like a good face mask, though.
All right. So he was hiding under someone's bed.
Mm-hmm.
He was really the monster under the bed.
He was walking around the neighborhood in this suit.
I don't know why it says this at the bottom here. There's exceptions for such things.
What?
That are allowed for religious purposes.
What? I'm sorry. What are we talking
about? Or holidays like Halloween or Mardi Gras. So I don't know.
Wait. I'm sorry.
I'm going to wear a gorilla suit on Palm Sunday.
Was the suit wearing part of the crime? Is that what you were saying?
Well, I think there's lots of things going on. There's breaking into a house.
Uh-huh.
There's the meth, carrying meth.
Well, that's bad. Yeah. Both
and
those things are bad.
Resisting arrest and then
bad.
And then having the mask, which I'm guessing
the mask is against the law.
Yeah, well, that's what it's saying here. Maybe it's maybe it's a thing down south.
Yeah, but I really don't like that he was walking it around in the gorilla suit, peeking in windows and then hiding under someone's bed.
Are there pictures?
This is really traumatizing.
They're
it's
not,
like
but
that.
Let's look it up. Maybe
it's like
we'll find
that
one.
Nightmare I used to have about Billy Idol being under my bed, ready to tickle my toes.
I'm sorry. What? I think I heard about this before, but like
you know, you have.
I have definitely heard about this, but I didn't
was
know.
Scared that Billy Idol was under my bed because I thought he looked
suit
so scary
guy
with
under
that
bed.
Hair.
What was the thing about the tickling of the toes, though?
I don't know. That, vulnerability.
That's really
that's
deep.
Like a Sarah made up thing.
Vulnerability.
Gorilla suit guy under bed.
Oh, there it goes.
Images.
I wish.
So that first. That's not good for a podcast. Wow. I didn't think I was going to get that good of a laugh.
All right, we're laughing. I'm sorry for those of you who are listening. We're laughing because we clicked on the story to Google it, right? The
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
But then Derek clicked on it. He thought he clicked on Google Images, but he really clicked
oh,
on...
Oh, shopping! I didn't even see that!
And so the images we saw are just, like, a baby in a gorilla suit, and, like, a gorilla toy, and, like, a gorilla apron, and something like that. And it really caught
for
us
me,
off guard.
For me, it's the baby in the gorilla yeah. suit.
I was gonna ask you, what's
the like
funniest?
Suit.
It's like
baby.
A furry cone head.
Yeah, what's the cone head about?
The gorilla suit made me laugh the most. Oh my gosh, that was hilarious.
That's pretty good. I had no idea I clicked shopping. I had no idea.
I'm hurting. Oh my gosh.
This is kind of funny to see too.
Yeah,
I don't know what
like,
that's
this, like,
pretty
like,
creepy.
Nightmare on Elm Street or something.
It's
like,
the kid.
Or like Nightmare Before Christmas kind
so
of like
if
Tim
you
Burton
listen,
gorilla.
If you Google gorilla suit oh guy under bed and then go to shopping, you'll know what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
Oh
I don't know if it's as funny.
I think it just caught it was like it was unexpected. It just caught me.
Those
I,
are the most funniest things.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we were like cracking up.
The baby. That was good.
I wish this is what I wish we had a camera.
Well, we could put this image in our show.
That would be great. That would actually be great.
Oh my god, that kid looks so
is it,
Oh my gosh, that would be great. You know something? You know something?
Shopping monkey baby.
Wait, well, I don't know what that is, but okay, whatever.
Uh-huh. Shop the monkey.
Okay, here's an idea that I have. Uh-huh. This will take a lot more work, but like, we can put this episode. Oh my gosh, I'm really fuzzy brained like right now. This episode on YouTube, but then we would also show that image at that point.
Oh,
we
could
like show the screen. Wait, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yeah.
But it would be.
We have to back up.
Yes.
That guy in the 8 hours ago photo, is that the guy that was in the suit?
It's possible.
I don't know.
You gotta click on that.
Okay. He looks pretty roughed up.
Yeah, he does.
Really rough. That is the gorilla suit guy, right?
Oh,
it says man in gorilla suit breaks into home.
He looks a little rough.
Yeah. He looks like he's done some rough side. Why do they have like all these pictures?
Yeah, what are these pictures?
He's on meth, right?
He had meth. Which I guess means you're probably on it.
You're probably
taking
it.
Well, when your skin looks like that,
I don't know what's going on.
You might take
click
drugs?
On that. It's like worldindependent.com. What kind of website is that?
Usually, I think people that do meth or heroin and stuff have really bad skin.
Yeah, because they're picking at their skin because it makes them feel like they have itchy bugs crawling all over them, so they're all picking at their
you're
skin.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
That's right. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's why they have sores and stuff, because they're picking at their skin. Isn't that upsetting?
That is upsetting.
That's very gross. Unsettling.
Yeah. So
this guy looks really...
Unless it's from November.
Rough times.
Why is that?
What?
Where is this?
Keith Cavalier, 28, allegedly hit the east side
of the different name.
Wait, that's a different story.
A different guy. Yeah, it's a different
what?
Guy.
But I don't understand.
Same headline.
I don't understand.
Man in the gorilla suit.
Oh, wait.
Hides under bed. Wait, go down a little bit more.
What happened maybe is he got arrested November 10th and then.
Oh, maybe.
And then
it's a different name.
Oh my.
This is bizarre.
There's more than one? Oh, right, because that's in Gulfport, Mississippi.
This is Louisiana.
There's more than. Wait, maybe
World
there's a whole.
WorldIndependent.com is the best website on the
wait
internet.
Wait a minute. Maybe. Maybe
not
there's.
Not so much.
Maybe there's a ring of them.
No, I think this is messed up.
Or is that this?
February? Huh?
This is
wait,
messed up.
One is
that
November.
One says February.
And different date and
I don't
different
know what's
state.
Going on.
I think this is screwed up.
Wait, different name, different state, different date.
It's screwed
yeah,
up.
This is, I don't know what's
it's screwed
going
up.
On.
It's all screwed up.
Yeah. If we take news, I meant to not shopping. I don't know how that happened.
That was the best,
yeah.
though.
Go back to shopping. Click on shopping one more time. Let's see what happens.
Oh, it's over here now.
Baby.
$21.49.
Okay.
All right.
Halloween toddler gorilla deluxe costume.
That one looks... Well, that inflatable child laugh. Costume.
How horrible is that costume, though? Like, I don't
so
think
my
that
kid
I
is
baby
is
in the costume
in the King Kong inflatable child costume.
It's kind of what like this one?
Well,
is that a costume?
No, that's a
skeleton in. Oh no, skeleton in costume.
Oh, God,
what is that thing actually? $9.39 from eBay.
It's just weird.
It's horrifying. Oh, wait, because here's, like, the gorilla eyes. Oh, it is a costume.
Yeah.
Who
weird.
Knows? That was
but
fun.
The baby in the gorilla suit.
The baby in the gorilla suit was the one that got me the most, like,
I just
so unexpected.
That was good.
It was so ridiculous.
It just was not what I was expecting.
It looks
crazy.
Guilty to me.
But it's wrong on so many levels. Yeah. I don't know. That kid is like so traumatized.
You know what, though? I noticed that it's got a high rating.
Wait,
oh my
what
gosh.
Are, what's
that's
up with
the
other
costume.
Pictures?
Look at the one where he's sitting. Poor kid.
That's so weird. I don't know.
It doesn't really look like a gorilla.
I guess.
Is it the same photo there?
It's got good ratings out of 71 product reviews. Where'd it come from?
Target.
We're like out of time.
Oh, we are? Okay, we gotta go then.
Yeah.
See ya.
We're just one story.
The one story. That's
we got a good
it.
Laugh in the house.
Oh, we did, yeah. For sure.
I don't
oh,
know.
Oh my gosh.
Are
craziness.
We on, are we on next week? Oh my gosh.
Are we on next week? I mean, I'll be here, I guess.
I don't have to look at the calendar. I believe so.
Okay. Well, we'll see you next week, maybe.
I think it's next week, right?
Good times.
Yeah, good times.
March. What's next week? The first weekend in March?
Third. Yeah, nothing on the calendar. Good times.
Are you carrying the vibe of the Caribbean, Mom?
Yeah. Island time.
Island time.
Why does it think my birthday's on April 6th? I've had this problem for years.
I've never known that, but it confuses the heck out of me every time I see it.
I've had that problem for years. I don't know why that is.
I was just looking at that the other day. I'm like, that's not when Kay's birthday
is. Yeah, it's like weird. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Cool. Good times.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Join us next week for another episode. Sorry, we won't laugh for like 30 seconds of the episode.
That was pretty funny. I don't know.
Well, we got to figure out a way to incorporate these visual images. I think like so funny. Maybe we'll put it in the description or something.
Visual
I don't know.
Aids.
Yeah, visual. We need visual aids. Visual aids.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Sarah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, good
thank
times.
You. Thank you.
So much fun. And we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.